Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing story about a Jew who wanted to receive a bracha, a blessing, from the Rebbe, and wanted the blessing to be in a certain form, and the Rebbe wanted it to be in a different form. Here's the story. On Hanukkah in 5734, that's 1973, the Rebbe was distributing Hanukkah gelt to the Chassidim, but only those people who were involved in Mivtsoyim. What is Mivtsoyim? Mivtsoyim literally means campaigns, and it refers to mitzvah campaigns. For example, the famous mitzvah tanks of Chabad that go out all over cities, all over the world, and park on the street and invite people in to put on tefillin or to receive Shabbos candles or to do a mitzvah or to learn Torah, or standing on a street corner and ask people if they're Jewish and giving them a Purim gift or a Hanukkah gift, whatever. This idea of reaching out to people who are just out of the public, basically, and similar. And so the Rebbe was giving a Hanukkah gelt, in this case, only to those people who go on Mivtsoyim, who go on these campaigns, get involved in going on the campaigns to bring Judaism to people out in the street. Well, in the line, there was a certain Skver Chassid, a certain group of Chassidim called Skver, and he was a very distinguished Chassid. He was a person that had really accomplished in his path of being a Chassid in the group of Skver Chassidim, and he also got on the line. But when he came to the Rebbe asked him, are you involved in the Mivtzah of Hanukkah? That is, of bringing the observation, the celebration and the learning and so forth about Hanukkah to people out in the public. Are you involved in that? The Skver Chassid answered, no. The Rebbe said, I'm sorry, but I cannot give you this Hanukkah gelt. The Skver Chassid began to cry. He said, I'm in desperate need of salvation. That means I have a real challenge, a real difficulty, a real problem, and I really, really need a bracha. And therefore, please, please give me some of the holy Hanukkah gelt. The Rebbe answered, a bracha I could give you. V'ayikosi lachem bracha abli dai, which is a pasuk in Malachi, and means I will pour down for you bracha until, literally, until your lips get tired of saying, that's enough, that's enough. In other words, a huge amount of bracha, but the dollar I can't give you. The dollar is only for people that have been involved with the Mivtzah of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah campaign. The Chassid continued to insist, and he was crying, please. But the Rebbe said, I don't understand you. If you believe in my ability to give a bracha, then trust me. Then when I tell you I cannot give you this Hanukkah gelt, it's not a children's game. You want the bracha to be specifically your way? No, I have to give the bracha my way. You should have a Freilich on Hanukkah, and Hashem should fulfill all your wishes. And that's the end of the story. So obviously, when the Rebbe gives Hanukkah gelt to those people who are involved in the Hanukkah campaign, there's a reason for it. And somehow or another, this Hanukkah gelt is only meant for these people. And although a person may need a bracha in something, but it's not going to help the person with what they need the bracha with if they're getting money that doesn't really belong to them. So the Rebbe did give the person a bracha, no question about it. But we see that when the Rebbe gives out Hanukkah gelt or any other time that the Rebbe is giving dollars for this or for that, it's very specific. It's not just, you know, random. But this particular money was meant for people that are involved in the Mivtzah of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah campaign. Whereas a bracha, okay, it's a different category. And the Rebbe is happy to do both. But one has to follow the instructions, and that way the brachas will flow. Interestingly, in the story of Hanukkah, the Greeks were very happy with parts of the Torah and actually respected very highly parts of the Torah. They just said, we don't like the godliness part of it. The idea was that the Greeks were saying, go ahead and keep the mitzvahs that make sense, but the mitzvahs that are dependent, obviously, on the fact that there's a God in the world is instructing them, this we object to. But this is exactly the main point of Hanukkah. The godliness in Torah, the godliness in mitzvahs, that this is the Torah that Hashem gives us, and these are the mitzvahs that He wants us to do. It's very specific. It's not just nice things. Torah mitzvah is not just nice things, although goodness and kindness is very good and is very important. But Torah mitzvahs, in addition to being goodness and kindness, there's specific things which we are supposed to do, and there's specific things that we're supposed to learn. And this is specifically Hashem's Torah, and it's Hashem's mitzvahs. And this way, emphasizing the godliness within Torah, the fact that Torah was given to us by Hashem, and the mitzvahs are what Hashem wants us to do, this will certainly bring Geula quicker. At a time, Geula will be a time when godliness will be revealed. May it happen immediately. And thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.